107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Well, it does feel like summer is slipping away. Joining us in studio with a look ahead to fall is Brandy Gellett with Stratford Public Library. Brandy, it's good to see you again.
Nice to see you, Jamie.
Now, summer is slipping away here.
It is.
Sadly.
Yes.
Sadly.
It is.
Got the long weekend coming up, but we're into fall programs with lots on the agenda. Let's talk about the Maker Multiverse.
Yes.
I like the sounds of this.
Oh, Jamie, it's one of my favorite things of the summer, sort of. It marks the end of summer for me, really. It's always the last 2 weeks in August. And this year we've partnered with the Provocation Ideas Festival, and we're building an interactive large-scale model, visioning what do we want Stratford to be of Stratford. So it's happening now. It's called Maker Multiverse Constructing Futures, and it's drop-in every day, and people can come in and using recycled materials, Lego, robotics, digital tools. You can build what you would like to see in Stratford in the future.
That is very cool, yeah. Especially teaming up with the Provocation Festival. That's
yes.
Great.
Yeah, it's great. Great opportunity for us. And following this two-week build plan, we're actually continuing the partnership with them, Jamie, and there will be some sessions later in October as well where people can come in, and we're going to have some designers come in and chat about building cities and what the future of Stratford will be like.
Very cool. And how about Tales and Trails? What's going on here?
Tales and Trails, our ongoing partnership with the Rotary Club of Stratford and Stratford Perth Museum. These are story walks that we do in partnership with them. Every 4 or 5 months, we switch up the book that we have. So we work with authors and publishers and reproduce the books on a large-scale panels, and then they're placed throughout the heritage trails out at the Stratford Museum. So a beautiful place to go for a walk. And our fall book is Good Morning Canada by Andrea Lynn Beck, and it will be up beginning September 2nd, and people can go out and enjoy walking the trails and reading that book.
I am fascinated by these sort of story trails that you think, you know, you're putting them up and you see them, but the amount of young people particularly that read every panel. It's incredible.
Yeah, they're really, really wonderful.
Yeah, and they're so cool. And again, we're chatting with Brandy with Stratford Public Library, and a big one, Stratford Writers Festival.
Really excited to have the Writers Festival happen again in Stratford. And so this year, Jamie, we've partnered with them. We're doing actually 4 or 5 different things with them at the library, but early in September we have a How to Speak Poetry session with our Stratford Poet Laureate, David Stone, so that's happening at the library on September 5th, and then leading up to the festival later in the month, we're having a memoir writing session with Meg Wesley on September 11th, but the actual festival happens a little bit later, so keep an eye out on the library website, on the Stratford Writers Festival website for 3 or 4 days of author visits. And
sure, this is really a great way to get ready for it, if you will.
It is, yes.
All right, so there you go. And also very popular with Stratford Public Library is Drop and Swap.
Mm-hmm, our Drop and Swap. So we have our September Drop and Swap is books. This is where people can drop off any unwanted books. They can drop them off at the library between September 18th and 19th, and then come back on September 20th and find some new to you books.
Yeah. And I know there's been some questions. If you don't have any books, you can still go. Is that fair?
You can still go. Yep. You can still come on the 20th, Jamie. You don't need to actually drop books off to swap.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, it's a great idea again. So many great ideas and events with Stratford Public Library. And we have Reading Buddies registration.
Yes, registration for Reading Buddies is open
We're
now.
We're heading into fall.
It is. We are heading into fall. So the actual Reading Buddies program doesn't start until October, Jamie. But registration is open now. So this is a program for young readers or reluctant readers. And it's a fun and engaging program where children are paired with volunteers. These are trained volunteers. To spark interest and enjoyment for reading with the kids. We focus on building an interest, confidence, and comfort in reading through teen and adult volunteers come in and we do book selections, we play games, anything really to get the young readers interested in reading and help build their confidence to become a better reader.
And this has been quite a success story because I know this has happened for a number of years with Stratford Public Library.
It's not a new program, Jamie. It's, I don't even know, decades. Yeah. It's been running for decades and we run it 3 or 4 times a year. And it is generally a full program with a wait list. And we have anywhere between 15 volunteers that help support the program as well. So it's really, really, a really popular program.
So you can get registered for this and get all the details.
Yeah, register on the library website now, and then we'll be confirming registrations before the program starts.
All right. And if we're heading into fall, we're heading into teen volunteer opportunities.
As we know, teens need their community service hours, and the library has a lot of different things, Jamie, for the teens to do. We do have our regular running programs that we're always looking for volunteers for. That's our tech tutors, our makerspace open labs, reading buddy volunteers. Teens are those opportunities are open for teens, but we do actually do some special programs for teens as well. So one of the popular ones is Crafting for a Cause, and this supports local community organizations such as the Alzheimer's Society and the Humane Society. So teens can sign up for that. And then there's projects. We work with the community organizations to determine projects that they need in the community, and then the teens support those programs by making fidget blankets or blankets and things for pets at the Humane Society. Another really popular one for the teens are what we call our library event crew, and this supports library activities such as our Twilight PJ Party Boo Bash, which is always really, really popular, glow-in-the-dark karaoke, another fun one. Yeah. Any of our library activities or programs, teens between the ages of 14 to 18 years can sign up for these opportunities. And it's just a really good way to support the community. They get their volunteer hours and they learn a lot of skills, event planning, organization, program coordination. So it's a really great opportunity for the teens to support the community and get their community service hours.
And Brandy, I'm just thinking it's amazing with Stratford Public Library, all the partnerships that happen. It's great.
Yeah, a lot of community partnerships. Yeah.
Yeah. And Brandy, just before we let you go, we can't let summer go by just yet with a look back at the happy hours that were very successful, including Brittle Star's mom. Yeah.
Really, really popular program, Jamie. I think they surpassed our expectations. So it was a new program for us this summer, but we just wanted to do something fun, do something new, use the library in new ways, and bring in people, new audiences to the library. And they were widely well received, really popular, 100 people almost at every event. And just in the last week or so, I was asked at the dentist, I was asked at the farmer's market, when are the next ones? So really, really great program. So stay tuned for more coming from us on those ones.
It's all about great ideas with Stratford Public Library. Brandy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jamie.
We'll chat again soon because there's more to come.
Yeah.